It is not a matter of ceasefire. What we have convened in Kampala, witnessed by the facilitator as well as special envoy of international community, is the three things. One, the M23 must announce clearly, not a ceasefire, but the end of the armed rebellion they launched 20 months ago. That is the first thing that had to be done, and we are still waiting for it. Secondly, M23 must immediately put all its fighters at the disposal of the commission that have been set up in Kampala to demobilize them, to disarm them, and help them to be back in civilian life. Three, to preserve human life and the physical integrity of our compatriots near Chanzu and the Runyoni.
Mr. Minister, it seems to me that you sound like your government now has the military upper hand and wants to make the demand once and for all that the fighting should end and not just to declare a ceasefire.
You have got it clearly. That is it. We don't need ceasefire because we think that by 3 or 4 days, everything will be at the end. But we don't need to, you know, humiliate people, kill people. That is why we wanted them to commit themselves. And they agree with us that this was what to be done. We are somehow surprised to see in their statement, they are not talking about what have been convened on that issue. They should try to do what they said they have to do. That is the right thing to do for them. It is what we are waiting. And we are giving them enough time now.
In the meantime, fighting was continuing on Sunday. What can you tell us about the battlefront?
Not at the same level. We have tried to give them opportunity to act as they commit themselves in Kampala. But things will not stop without doing what have been convened. That is very important for people to hear.
I know there are many, many rebel groups inside the DRC. Is the M23 the one that poses the most threat now to peace?
The M23 was indeed the main threat to peace in the DRC and in this region of Great Lake because it was the only one enjoying a full support from abroad. So we have listed all these armed groups to be destroyed. M23 is the top. We have FDLR, the second. We have ADF NALU, the third. We have ADF. We have a Congolese armed group. Others, they have to be destroyed, all of them. But we decided to start with the most dangerous, that was M23. As soon as we finish with them, as soon as they accepted to disarm, to demobilize, to become a political group, we shall deal with FDLR, we shall deal with ADF NALU and others. That is the program of the DRC and the allies from the international community.